World leaders are gathering at a security conference in Munich at a time of high tension following Donald Trump's intervention in the Russia-Ukraine war. The conference is billed as a platform for high-level debates on foreign and security policy, but that one issue is likely to dominate over the next couple of days. Arriving at the venue, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said previous discussions with the US President were definitely not enough to form a plan for peace. There is no Russian delegation at the summit. Moscow says it wasn't invited. A short time ago, the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said that if European countries wanted to have a say in any peace deal, they needed to come up with a concrete plan for Ukraine. Our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan is in Munich. Liam, a large gathering at an unpredictable time. Who's addressing the conference today?
A lot of speakers here today in Munich. We're going to hear in the next hour from European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. She's going to address the forum here about the EU's role in the world. But an hour after that, US Vice President, J.D. Vance, will then discuss and outline the new US administration's vision for America's role in the world. So I think a lot of people here, certainly in the press pack, and a lot of people in discussions here, are interested to hear the tone of that speech by J.D. Vance, given the rapid speed of developments this week regarding the US, the Trump administration's moves towards starting or at least formulating some sort of plan for peace talks with Russia, the peace talks that so far, at least on Wednesday and Thursday, seem to sideline the involvement of big European countries and Ukraine itself.
Lots of interest, of course, in the Ukrainian president who arrived this morning. What has he been saying?
I mean, his main message was that he's very much in line with what European leaders said in Brussels yesterday. This morning at a press conference, President Zelensky said that Europe needed to increase its unity, needed to unify around Ukraine for Europe's own protection. And that just echoes some of the strong calls here from European leaders that Europe and Ukraine need to be involved in any sort of peace settlement, need to have a place at the table. I think probably one of the strongest comments echoing what Mr. Zelensky said was from Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock. She said this morning that she warned that a fake peace on Ukraine could actually lead to further aggression. And these were comments she made to US Vice President J.D. Vance. She said a fake peace could actually lead to further Russian aggression and weaken the US itself. So both the Ukrainian delegation and European leaders seem to be along on the same page here in Munich.
Both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are due at the summit at some stage today. Where do they fit into the picture?
Yeah, they're arriving later today. I think their main focus, both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, will be around discussions around a past peace in Ukraine, but also around the fragile ceasefire that's in place in Gaza and the humanitarian situation there. They'll hold a number of meetings on that. I know that the Taoiseach has said before the event that cyber threats and hybrid threats, he was going to pay attention to those. He'd be part of discussions around those particular security threats. The Taoiseach will also hold at some point over the weekend, he'll hold a meeting with President Zelensky to discuss global food security.
24 hours ago, you were reporting on that attack in which a man drove a car into a crowd in central Munich. Have there been any developments?
Well, the main development has been that the Afghan national, the 24-year-old man who was arrested yesterday, the driver of that Mini Cooper car, he confessed to the car ramming, according to Munich's chief prosecutor. No other details in terms of whether there's any involvement in terms of terrorism, but Bavarian investigators are still investigating. At least 30 people have been declared injured, so a slight increase on the number of 28 people injured yesterday. But I know the investigators here in Bavaria are continuing their investigation.
Liam, thank you very much. Our Eastern Europe reporter, Liam Nolan.